Mexico sending hundreds of lawyers to aid illegal migrants in USA by Warner Todd Houston on December 30, 2024. The Mexican government is sending hundreds of lawyers north into the U.S. to provide legal shields for Mexico's 4 million illegal migrants currently in the United States. The government wants to protect Mexican migrants from deportation, in part because they send billions of their U.S. earnings back to Mexico. In 2023, for instance, they sent more than $63 billion of these remittances to their relatives outside the U.S. Authorities in Mexico announced the pending release of a new app backed by hundreds of Mexican lawyers that will help Mexican citizens living illegally in the USA to respond to being targeted for deportation by U.S. immigration authorities. The app, called Alert Button, will reportedly allow Mexican citizens living illegally in the U.S. and who are being detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to warn relatives in Mexico of their status. It will also alert the closest Mexican consulate about the detention, upon which the Mexican lawyers will leap into action. After announcing the app, Mexico Foreign Secretary Juan Ramón de la Fuente urged Mexicans living illegally in the U.S. to register to use the app, saying, "Not everyone has done this yet. We strongly encourage everyone to register with our consulates, as this enables us to provide legal protection when needed. I have personally attended several open meetings where the key message is to tell our fellow citizens that they are not alone and will not be alone," Secretary de la Fuente said, adding that the app will go live sometime in January, Axios reported. The app is the latest from Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum to shore up her pledge to defend the rights of Mexican citizens in the face of the incoming Trump administration's plans to launch the largest deportation efforts in American history. Watch: 2,500 migrants depart Mexico in caravan bound for U.S. ahead of Election Day. The app is part of Mexico's Know Your Rights program, aimed at informing Mexican citizens in the U.S. about what they can and cannot do. The program is reportedly manned by 329 legal advisors stationed across all 53 consulates in the U.S., Fox News reported. "We want to tell our fellow countrymen that they are not alone and they will not be alone," de la Fuente said, adding that Mexican authorities will be very vigilant in ensuring that due process is followed. The president-elect has insisted that he has already had a wonderful conversation with Mexico's Sheinbaum about stopping the flow of illegals from Central and South America moving through Mexico. "Just had a wonderful conversation with the new president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo. She has agreed to stop migration through Mexico and into the United States, effectively closing our southern border," he said in a November 27 post on Truth Social. "We also talked about what can be done to stop the massive drug inflow into the United States, and also, U.S. consumption of these drugs. It was a very productive conversation," he added. Despite that, Sheinbaum is walking a thin line between working with Trump and assuaging left-wing immigrant activists, and has also continued claiming she will oppose Trump's threats of economic sanctions and tariffs. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.